Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Words for a New Story, the podcast. And the idea is that I speak about writing, that it's loosely based on writing, because I don't know if I want to speak about writing all the time, because I don't know, it might get boring. But today I wanted to share my views, share my thoughts on why we write. So it's really nice to tell people you write, and it's really nice to tell people you're a writer. It's really nice to have a website with like stuff on it, and it's nice to put some stories into competitions. And all those things are like external evidence or external ways of living being someone who writes. Okay. And then there's all these different answers, isn't there, when if you've ever been to a writing workshop, or you know, sat in a room with writers, and you'll say, why do you write? And then there's a classic answer, I can't do anything but write. You know, I have to write to stay sane. Or I write to find out what I think about things. Other people write because they have stories they need to tell, maybe their own story, or they are interested in a particular moment in history, in whether it be in the distant past or perhaps more closely connected to them, in terms of imagining a world, 200 years ago, in their own town. So it's like there's all these different manifestations of our imagination, and they all produce a reason why we do that, we write. And then I studied writing, I did a master's in writing at the University of Ireland, Galway, which was amazing, for 1 year. And I was taught by people like the poet Mary O'Malley, the novelist Mike McCormack. We had many different writers come in to talk to us, Kevin Barry, amongst others that will escape me now, but Emily Pine. But what remains for me is the authenticity with which someone describes their process. I think that's so. For example, I heard amongst those June Cordwell, know that she's a short story writer, an excellent short story writer. She came and spoke to us, and each of these successful writers had different reasons for writing, and different methods, and different goals, and different timings, and different ways of writing, and they wrote different styles. And you know, we've all watched the YouTube videos of, or we may not all have watched them, but read interviews with the thing that drives a writer, and it simply is a what is it? That's the point. It's a personal adventure against your own limits, potentially. It's a personal adventure. It's an adventure where you stay in one place and you have a pen, but it is riveting and exciting and demanding and tiring and horrendous and enthralling all at the same time. And it seems that successful writers get that full impact experience at some points. So there's something like that which drives them, and then the other 80% is just, it's my job, that's what I do, I have to produce books or poetry or whatever. So I'm 38 years old and I like writing only because I like the personal adventure. Okay. When I get in that adventure and I have one and somebody's forced to read what I've written, either because they've been forced onto my website or, you know, I've given them something to read or I've WhatsApped them an entire short story, they'd tend to say they like it. They're like, oh yeah, that's interesting. Oh yeah, no, that's I like that. Or that I said something well, or that they were moved by it, or that it was beautiful or horrible, or but like it has an effect. But the thing is that when I'm writing, as soon as I forget about the pure thrill of my adventure of writing, which is often many things that I've heard. Sometimes I write to find out what I feel. Sometimes it's because I want to manage, imagine a situation. Sometimes it's because I have a feeling that I have to put a story around. Could be any of these things. But if I go in there thinking, having a sort of pure motive that I want to express this thing, that it must be, I must get it out of me, then my writing tends to be, well, I'm happy with it. As soon as I start to write with the reader in mind, it gets weaker. And yet the irony is, you know, many courses and many writers have also learned that they must keep the reader in mind in order to produce the product that in theory they're most successful at. But the point is, when you haven't been really published or recognized, so when your adventure hasn't captured a distinct audience that's become enthralled, what's the point of trying to write for your reader when that reader doesn't yet exist? So I think the conclusion I'm coming to is that I think writing is just a way of having an adventure. And I think that this idea of being a writer is a sort of useless myth. Because anyone who's ever had a decent adventure knows that feeling. So even if your stuff isn't published, why not take the adventure? You know, and at the end of it, if it sort of came together well, why not send it somewhere? But otherwise, the experience that you've had, the truth that you've lived, the authenticity that you've experienced within yourself, the throat chakra that can say the words that you've written on the page is going to be the same for you as it is for Virginia Woolf. It's an adventure and it's yours. So, you know, I feel that writing is really about healing because, you know, we need to take these adventures on our own, you know, because we're all tied in so many ways to people, places, and things, to social norms, to our partners, to family expectations, to social expectations, to our roles as, you know, sisters and friends and mothers and aunts and, you know, so we're always in connection. And that connection can tend to weigh us down in the sense that something that is joyful can very easily become a duty. But writing never has to be a duty. You take that adventure wherever you want, whenever you want, whenever you need to. You can go there whenever you need to. And, you know, now we have our phones and we, you know, we can just open up whatever a notes page or an email to yourself and just write it. Write, you know, even if you write yourself in the third person. She got on the tube and sat beside an old man with a empty Sainsbury's bag at his feet, and she noticed the skin on his thumbs was wrinkled just like her grandfather's. Like, you can just do yourself, and then you see yourself from a different angle. Or you could, like, you know, you can invent. But I just think this active imagination, the voices we hear, the conversations that we can have, that we can invent, that we can share, like, they are just in and of themselves messages from other places within us. Because we, you know, when we're walking and talking and cleaning the bathroom and telling our kids to, or whatever, I don't have kids, so I don't know. Well, I know that watching my sisters, you're just always telling your kids stuff, in a particular type of voice. But what about, like, you're just your pure voice? Where's that? Oh my God, Glennon Doyle, Untamed, your untamed voice. Where's that? Okay, here we go. This is the reason for the podcast. I didn't know why I was doing it today. This is a call to the page for no one but yourself for a personal adventure. And you know, if you would like to have that read, why don't you send it to me? And I'll publish it on my site. There we go. So my email is emamarymartin@hotmail.com. And that's it. See you next time.